throughout the day, there are emails with PHI that we send internally, meaning we send to another employee with an HCFS email address. We ask that you avoid using PHI in the subject line or body of the email. In all cases, you should avoid patient name references in those emails as well. HCFS has developed a hospital numbering system that is unique to our company. And we have made the business decision, if you need to send a quick email to an internal HCFS employee, you may reference the hospital number and account number in your email to get clarification on your question and or account update. If you think about it, if in fact someone hacks into our email system and they only see a hospital number and account number, there really is no clear way to attach that information back to a patient name. So that's why we know it is safe to reference, again, the hospital number and account number to other HCFS employees through email. If in fact you have more PHI beyond that hospital number and account number, that's when you are expected to password protect your document and attach it to that email. If the document you're using cannot be password protected, meaning maybe a PDF, we want you to use a scanned cover sheet that's very similar to our fax cover sheet that has that HIPAA confidentiality statement on the bottom. We want you to use that if you have PHI documentation that is more detailed than the hospital number and account number and cannot be password protected. PHI questions from your manager should only be listed in eTrust, and patient account print screen should not be posted in our email system. Lastly, our HCFS emails are copied and archived for your protection. There have been instances where we have been involved in a HIPAA investigation, and we have been able to pull past HCFS emails to show we did not disclose too much PHI in those emails. So we are not trying to pry in your personal business. We're only copying the true HCFS emails for HIPAA reasons.